The 1 to 11 of best players you played against. How difficult was it?
Very. There's some scary players who haven't made the 11. I mean, top players who've had successful careers. When I was doing the team, just like to say as well, obviously a lot of players I've played alongside, I've played against as well, but I'm not involving them in the team. It's just players I've played against and never had any chance to play alongside them or whatever. So, but when you see the players, when I talk about at the end, there's 4 or 5 who haven't made it. You think, when I was trying to do it, there's two teams that I could put out there and would be, you'd love to go and watch the two of them take on each other.
All right. Let's start in goal, shall we?
Yeah. Well, in goal, we go for Peter Schmeichel.
Do you think he was the reason that you never won the league?
Yeah, I said it earlier. Him and Cantona. Cantona at one end scoring the goal, and Peter at the back keeping clean sheets. You know, there's great players ahead of him, don't get us wrong, but he had everything. His distribution was good, he was athletic, he made a huge presence in the goal.
Going on in there?
Yeah, just left a little bit on him, a little bit of a mismatch there, innit? But you've got to stand your ground, haven't you?
You've been drinking that day. It's 6'8".
I know. He could have went on his knees there and been tallness. So, yeah, obviously, a terrific goalkeeper and won a lot of things. At left back, Ashley Cole. And, you know, both at Arsenal and Chelsea, a fantastic full-back, probably one of the best left-backs in the world of his era. Still, I know he's still playing now, I'm not talking about him in past sense, but could do everything quick, could get forward, you know, defend, good quality on the ball, so gone with him. And
do you think he's got the accolades he's deserved, you know, getting that many caps for England? And almost, compared to the other players that had got that many...
I think he's the best left-back I've seen. I think he's phenomenal left back, especially the English left back. What he wrote in his book, people will always remember. You know, he pulled over in the car, which is a shame, really, because for me, he was top draw.
Yeah, absolutely top, brilliant. Top draw. Absolutely brilliant. On the other side, well known Gary Neville to Sky, and similar sort of reasons to Ashley Cole. Great athleticism, getting up and down the pitch, could defend, but you know, people don't give him credit for his ability on the ball as well. If you look back, he could put some crosses into the box and make a lot of goals. So he was absolutely brilliant.
He had a great understanding, didn't he, with David Beckham? Yeah. I mean,
I've gone purposely for them type of full-backs.
Yeah.
You know, attack-minded. But, you know, when you say attack-minded, they both could defend as well. There wasn't many wide players give them a tough time. So my two centre-halves have to be strong. And the first one, put him on the left side, is John Terry. Still playing now. His trophy collection sums him up, really. But for a player who, you know, they talk about probably hasn't got lightning pace, never see him get done by some of the quickest strikers in the world now playing in the Premier League, even at international level, and just a colossus, a real leader who, you know, you'd want in the trenches with you. Can do anything, can be in a tough game and mix it with people and can play the football inside of it as well.
That's what I thought you mentioned, Neville. I always think John Terry doesn't get the credit for how good he is on the ball.
He should be. You know, I know the situation and the reasons is out of our control, but should still be playing for England without a shadow of a doubt.
He's the best English centre-half, isn't he?
And to play every minute last season is ridiculous.
Honestly,
at any age, but...
Yeah, at his age as well.
But the level he played at as well. He was consistent. Game. When I was talking about the top players doing it week in, week out... Mm. Keeping that level high, he does that.
Who's next?
Well, another. Tony Adams. So I've got two leaders as my two centre-backs.
Probably the only two leaders.
Yeah.
You know, centre-halves. You know, you go through the pot. There ain't many, is it, leaders?
No, these two, though. I mean, you'll know better than me. Merce played alongside him for many years. And he just, in an outstanding back four, he was... You know, the main man, I think.
Another
wasn't
one who wasn't lightning quick.
No,
never
got done. Read the game.
They're always one step ahead.
They work the strikers rather than the strikers are working them.
Oh, yeah. They're...
So you're not going to play a high line then with these two?
No, you can because
they can. They read the game.
Yeah, because the communication levels are good. The way they handle each other, they would be brilliant together because no one's going to be you know, stronger than them, more aggressive, and because they read the game so well, they never get themselves in a position where people can get in behind them.
They play like they played up front in earlier years. You know, they know where the centre-forward's going to go. They know the runs are going to make, and that's why they're always there.
Exactly. Right,
into midfield?
Into midfield, because we're going 4-2-3-1.
OK.
We go Roy Keane.
What was he like to play against?
Just an absolute beast. He had everything. And, you know, in the modern game, they talk about midfield players being, are you a 4 or a 10? Are you a whole midfield player? Are you in the hole? He could do everything. He could be box-to-box. He could be tough in a tackle, be aggressive. He could pass it, could score. They had the full package.
Did you look forward to playing against him, or did you think...
No, I did. You did, because you wanted to play against the best. Very rarely came out on top against him, because he's right at the top of his of the game.
But were you scared?
No, not scared of him. Of course not. If you're scared, there's no point playing the game, is there?
I would be scared.
No, yeah, hey, listen...
How old are you? 7?
Seriously? 36 and a quarter.
Yeah. Scared. The manager was pushing me out. He's like, you've got to go out now.
Yeah. Honestly,
it's 3:10, you've got to go.
But it's 10 men,
Roy,
where is he?
It's
you see that vein on Roy Keane go, I'd be like, I don't want to be this.
No, fantastic player. And alongside him, teammate is Paul Scholes. And, you know, when you play against him, he's another one who can do everything. But some of the passes this fella could hit. 20 yards to slip people in, 70 yards, you know, just straight on someone's foot. Unassuming lad, I come across him, just got on with his work. And when you hear about the top players abroad, when they get asked the question, who do they admire in English football, most of them say him.
Yeah, like Zidane and people like
that. Yeah. I mean, I had to leave out a lad you played with, Patrick Vieira, who was awesome.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about, some of the players who have been left out so far. Patrick Vieira can't get in that too. And the reason I would probably go with them too is they formed a great partnership together at United when they were successful.
OK, who are the three?
Well, the three who are going to be playing behind the striker, well, lots of rotation, will go Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've got it.
Yeah.
It's
enough
like
said.
Yeah.
Next one.
just unbelievable. I remember one game at Old Trafford. He beat us with a bit of skill. To this day, I haven't a clue what he'd done, but he just went past as if I wasn't there. So it was absolutely unbelievable. Put him in just off the strike at the moment, but he's flexible. Dennis Bergkamp.
Yeah. Go with that, Matt.
Oh yeah. Eyes in the back of his head. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Played at Highbury one day for Fulham, and he was just appearing from nowhere, you know, just off your shoulder, in front of you, one-touch passes, where he'd seen what was going on 3 or 4 passes before he received the ball. As you showed earlier, the goal he scored up at St James's, I was actually at the game because I'd left then. You know, people talk about, did he mean it? And people in the game know he meant it.
Yeah.
And people like Mercer who've played with him definitely know he meant it because they've probably seen him do it many, many times. So, no,
did you see him do that in training?
I've seen him do that in training. Or try it in training.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Try it. Sometimes, you know, it don't come
off. I remember another goal he scored at Leicester.
Yeah.
Ball come over his shoulder.
It's like the one he scored for Argentina in the World Cup. The same goal.
He scored for Holland.
Against Argentina.
Fenners would have known that.
And the next player in behind the striker is Gianfranco Zola.
What a
player here he was. Free kick specialist. Since come across him as well in management, and what a tremendous fella.
Mm.
Tremendous fella. Got time for everyone. Very humble when you think about the player he was.
Yeah.
And there's another one, you know, who can play the final pass, can go on amazing and score all types of goals, score them in the 6-yard box, score from free kicks. Going past 2 or 3
that
people.
That volley, was it against Norwich? You know, from the corner when he ran it into his legs.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely outstanding. So that's why you're talking about when I said about the rotation between those three, because you wouldn't want to just keep them in those positions, would you?
Play up front.
I was going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
If he doesn't get scared.
You need a big target man.
If he doesn't get scared.
Can I guess, is it Grant Holt? You're a big target man. Must be someone like that. Steve Howard.
No, my last player, the King, Thierry Henry.
Oh.
And I think for him to be playing ahead of those three
with
players,
with his
pace, with their service, I'm not sure. I think he would be scared if you were a back four.
I'm just worried that Roy Keane's got too much defending to do in that.
Yeah, well,
there's a lot of responsibility on.
But
Roy,
I don't. Not sure how much. I'm not sure how much of the ball the opposition are going to get. That's the problem for them having to defend. But when I talk about players who aren't in there, you know, you've got Ryan Giggs. Yeah. You know, as I said, Patrick Vieira, just phenomenal players. You know, early part of my career, Brian Robson, Steve Bruce, all those top players who kind of get in the team, you know. Wayne Rooney and players like that. So if I come on again, I can pick another one. Maybe so we can try and get Sky to get the game on.
Brilliant, what a team.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant.